Wading through floodwater is the only way Adam Ismail and his mother can get to their home. Floodwaters wrecked the property in Sudan's Jazeera state, and their family was forced to seek drier lands.
We woke up to water entering the homes and got out what we could. Every hour there is a house that's fallen, or a sewage system that's collapsed, or a wall that's come down. There is nothing left.
All the other homes in the village were also flooded when heavy rains hit the state 2 weeks ago. Rains and torrential floods in Sudan have killed at least 100 people, and hundreds others have been injured. Tens of thousands of homes have been destroyed. Hamdan Tia put up barricades, but his house still suffered major damage.
We took out the children and what furniture we could, but the house had been destroyed. We built barriers and are still draining out the water. Now we're worried about the diseases the water can bring, like malaria, as well as other infections.
The rainy season has been described by some as one of the worst they've ever seen, and the downpours have affected nearly the whole country. Jazeera is one of the states where the government has declared a disaster. Dozens of villages have been submerged here since the beginning of the rainy season, leaving hundreds of families homeless. Many have sought refuge on drier lands, but they say they're yet to receive any help.
We practically need everything because people lost everything. Shelter, food, water, healthcare. The most important thing we need is for the water to be drained so they can go back. I hear people crying at night because of the situation we are in.
Adam says he wants the waters to recede so he and his mother could go back and rebuild their home again. But after waiting for 2 weeks now, he's no idea when that might happen. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, with the name Jazeera State.